Hello, everyone. I'm Kennedy.
And I'm Vasilis.
We run Changemaker Z, a student-run initiative that aims to empower, educate, and connect Gen Zers interested in entrepreneurship.
We interview teenagers with impactful projects and create resources to help you change the world. If they can do it, so can you.
On this podcast, we discuss the logistics of creating different types of projects with Gen Zers who have already done it. We will leave our social media and website information in the description.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of the Gen Zers Rise podcast. This is a very special episode since with me are Nathan and Ryan, the creators behind the Tala project, or in other words, the Travel and Live Anywhere project. So nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you too.
Nice to meet you too. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here today. Well, you may be wondering what is the subject for today's episode. And well, we're going to dive deeper into digital nomads life. And we will expand the conversation that I had with Samuel Liberty in episode 27 with the title Freedom Lifestyle. Nathan and Ryan reimagined the needs of a digital nomad. Digital nomads can enjoy flexible living solutions and allow them to travel, work, and enjoy life on their own terms. Whether you are a remote worker or a young traveler, Tala is changing the game with its unique approach to hospitality. So, tell us more about the creation of Tala and how did you come up with that idea?
Yeah, so, you know, we were looking, I'm currently in the real estate space, and we were looking at kind of how people are, you know, buying and renting. It was right around the time where it was a really hot market, so in 2021, where people were just buying, you know, at a very, very high, you know, lot of demand, and there was very little need, you know, supply out there. I then reached out to Nathan, and he was dealing with something very similar with his friends coming out of college. They were looking for apartments, and I felt, you know, there had to be a better way than just buy or rent. And so we looked at kind of like which, you know, what percentage of our friends and colleagues were remote, and it turned out to be a pretty large number. And so we're like, okay, how can we combine a remote style of working with a remote style of living? And so we came up with Tala, and we're really excited about it.
This is really, really interesting. Like, I have never seen before, like, such an approach. Like, I always had the idea to either, you know, buy or rent a place. But what you're going to do here is something really, really unique. So which are your services and how does this work?
So how it works is you can apply with a membership. So it's a membership club, you per se. So you apply with your proposed itinerary for the entire year that you want to live with Tala. We have units in four different cities to start, and we'll be expanding from there. So let's say you wanted to live, this is in the US only right now. So let's say you wanted to live in Los Angeles, then go to Miami, then go to New York, and then Austin. You can apply with, you know, a certain time and you want to be in each of those cities. So let's say 6 months, 2 months, two and two. You can apply with that. And based on the vacancies we have with our membership and our units, you can be placed in those units. In addition to just the living experience, this membership fee covers your rent, all your utilities, and the other major living expenses that come with, you know, an apartment living. In addition to that, we have a unique concierge service where you can reach out to us and we will get you into very sought after restaurants, events, and, you know, clubs per se. And this is a really unique experience because we have genuine connections with reservationists, managers, event companies, that people really can't get into from, you know, let's say an open table or resi or some sort of public good. You kind of have to have that VIP access, and we give that to you.
This is something really unique. Like, it sounds to me like a pretty cool deal. You can travel, you know, across different cities. You can have your concierge service. And I like, when I checked everyone, like, on your website, like, I found this is a wonderful idea. What if we could do that, you know, having, you know, different cities around the world and being capable, you know, to travel between, you know, US and Europe and, you know, Asia, of course, like, without taking into consideration any visa limitations, etc. If we consider that, you know, the person that has a membership has already resolved that issue. I was wondering, so how can we trust your concierge service? Like, you are very new to the space, so no, what makes us feel, you know, safe that, you know, Tala is here to stay?
Yeah, so we actually have around 150 plus members who are using the concierge right now. And it almost seems like they can't live their life without us anymore. There is, you know, we have a handful of people that are booking reservations with us or events every single week. And without us, I don't think they'd be able to do anything. You know, we're getting them into the top tier restaurants. They wouldn't even know where to look. But we have those connections to get them in. So building that member relationship early on is what we've been doing. And that's what we want to show as we continue and, you know, do some member-led outreach. And that's how we can get newcomers to trust us.
Would you consider to provide your concierge service even if someone doesn't have a membership with Tala? So you can provide as an extra service, you know, part of your company?
So we're looking into that, but again, it's going to be a membership opportunity. So they're going to have to apply and we're going to have to vet them out and make sure this is someone who is potentially valuable to us and someone we could provide value for. So we do want to keep it limited to start, but as we continue to scale, we will definitely look at different avenues for opening it up to the public or, you know, other people.
Yeah, I see. So Tala is mainly focused on digital nomads. Would you consider applying this model to other scenarios? Like, for instance, a popular model is travel in a country for a month, but visit different cities and areas. But, like, I'm not a digital nomad in that case. I'm just someone, you know, who's going to vacation, but, you know, my vacation lasts about 1 month, 2 months. Would you consider, you know, this model?
So for us, you know, we actually probably wouldn't consider this model. Now, the what I think we could consider, and we're looking at this kind of as we're growing, you know, currently, is, you know, we're looking to have different cities around the world. So, you know, I think you mentioned you're in France or in Greece. You know, we plan to have different, you know, apartments in each one of these European cities as well as Asian cities as well, so they can have that flexibility. You know, again, when we started reaching out to some of these people, you know, these people are looking to, you know, to not, you know, work to live. They're living to live to work. And so I think for us, you know, we're trying to make this service so that, you know, when the computer's off and they're shut off for the day, yeah, they can go explore a brand new city and kind of feel like they're on vacation in a brand new, you know, community in a brand new way. And I think for us, the best way we can do that is kind of honing in on our, again, as Nathan said, our concierge service and some of our other features to make sure that in every tallest city, in every city a tallest, you know, unit is located, they feel like they're at home.
Yeah, I strongly believe that it's better, you know, only for digital nomads right now, because, like, I think that this is where you're focusing and you have already created an identity into the space. And at the same time, well, I don't know if someone goes for vacation more than, you know, a month. So I think that this is the best thing, but it would be interesting to see it in the future. So this is my favorite question. How do you redefine travel and work for young people specifically?
Yeah, so a lot of young people, you know, all three of us are pretty young. A lot of young people yearn for that travel aspect, but also that exclusivity aspect. So they want to be a part of a community-based membership per se. And that could be something that provides, you know, a sense of community, whether it's you just graduated college, you don't have any friends, and you want to have a new community. We want to make that sense of community within Tala. And, you know, by having people living in different cities, we can kind of use the city itself and use that as their clubhouse. So not just have an apartment where you just stay in there all day, but we want to put on curated community events and private dinners and, you know, things like that to give these members a sense of community so they're not just alone in each of the new cities they move to, because some of them are going to a new city for the first time. So if we can curate this community, I keep going back to the community, but that's, you know, what I think that's going to make something special for the members and show the value.
Yeah, I think that this is like the most valuable card that you have here. Like moving to a new city, it can be so complicated, and so you have already, you know, eliminated this risk with the membership. And then it needs very, you know, personal energy and effort to get into, you know, the city life, find connections, friends, and if, especially if you are a digital nomad and you don't, you know, you work in a company, but no, you aren't, you don't go to the office because this is the whole idea of being a digital nomad. So you don't have the opportunity to create these connections. And with service that you provide, in the way that you are explaining this, you can really create, you know, your unique relationships, you know, outside from the workspace and to be integrated in this life city. I really like it, actually. It's great. So I have to ask, are you a digital nomad?
Yeah, so both of us are actual digital nomads. We currently live this life. We built this product because I think, you know, Nathan and I are looking for something like this in the market and there's nothing there. You know, as for digital nomads, we would love to kind of travel around each one of these cities. And so for us, it's really exciting to kind of see other people live out our dream. And so we can kind of continue shaping this for ourselves so that other people want this too. So yes, we both are digital nomads and are super happy to be.
Every great idea starts with, you know, a personal experience, and that's great.
Of course.
And how does it feel right now? Like, you know, this whole, you know, digital life, digital nomad life, like, how do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, again, I really love it. I really love working from home. It just creates, I don't know, it just creates this as almost separation from, you know, the workspace then to home, because it's so easy to kind of transition to something else. You can also take like vacations much easier, so you can work from your vacation, work from where you're going to be. And so for me, it's just so much flexibility that I've been like kind of earning for. And I feel like, you know, when you come out of school, you are kind of looking for something like this, and the workforce kind of is a little harsh and can be dark and scary. And I think with remote working, it kind of creates a more fun environment so that it kind of is easier to get into and kind of more exciting and makes your job, you know, I feel a little more rewarding at the end of the day.
This is wonderful. Maybe there are so many good things being a digital nomad, but someone could say, oh, digital nomad, working only from home, from my computer, isn't this something really bad? What would you answer to someone who says that?
Yeah, I mean, I can understand, you know, especially like an older generation, I can totally understand, like, you're supposed to wear the suit every day, go into the office, you know, impress the boss.
Everything changed with COVID, but there are still, you know, these conversations.
No, of course. And again, like, you know, everyone has their own opinion. I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's what it works best for each person. I think each person's extremely different in that mindset. So, you know, coming out of the day, you know, some people prefer and feel more productive in the office, and that's great. And I think there's going to be many jobs out there for the future that will be in office. And I think that's great. However, I do think that there's a good majority of people who are looking for that extra, you know, feeling of being not just working all the time and having a little great work-life balance. And again, that's kind of what we're trying to create at Tala. And I think there's a lot of people out there that are looking for that. So we're trying to provide the features for people like that. You know, as Nathan touched on before, we are planning to kind of look at our own self and see if we can launch different services for people who want to stay in one city and who are, you know, in the job or office every single day. But as of right now, we're really looking towards to offer features to kind of create a great work-life balance for those people who are working remotely right now.
So when do we expect Tala to launch?
So Tala will be launching their residences in early fall, late summer, early fall. We have done a soft launch for this concierge service, which has been super successful. But the whole back end of the business is the real estate aspect and people living flexibly. So at the moment, there's, you know, we're looking at an early September launch date for four different cities where, you know, our members will be able to live in these units.
Can't wait to see it in action. And so you mentioned that you're going to be in Los Angeles, New York. Which are the rest of the cities?
Miami and Austin are the other two cities. Those are kind of the four metro cities we've targeted for this moment and what the feedback we got from our members are, where they want to be. But of course, we're looking at expansion in other metropolitan cities as well, and then ideally, you know, do something internationally down the road.
Of course. Do you believe that there are specific criteria in order, you know, to choose a metropolitan city to, you know, create some Tala homes and provide them to your, you know, next city expansion program?
Yeah, I truly do. I mean, especially when we identified these four, they were really easy to identify. You know, I feel like for us, we, you know, we both are from Los Angeles. We currently live here. So we really know kind of that market. So it's really for us easy for us to choose Los Angeles. But the other cities, you know, these are cities where, you know, people are coming from all across the world to come live in, let's say, start a new job, maybe start, go back to school, whatever that may be. And it can be very, very lonely and uncertain of what the future holds for that person, whether that's making friends, joining a community. And so for us at our end, you know, we want to kind of grab those people and show them that there's a great community out here and create different experiences, different events, so that each person has their own kind of way of doing life. And then, you know, when it's time for them to come live with us, you know, we have that option too, and they can kind of slowly come and do that as well.
Wonderful. So how much does it cost to have a membership with Tala?
Yeah, so right now it's about $6,000 for a two-bed, two-bath. And it's about $4,250 for a one-bed, one-bath. Those are our prices, and that comes with the membership fee. Now, what we are launching right now is if you put a $100 deposit down, you get access to the concierge, which gives you, again, what Nathan said, kind of gives you access to all those really, really hard to get reservations and other cool features like that.
And of course, I suggest everyone that's listening right now to just get into the website for always the up-to-date, no prices, changes, terms, etc., so that you can make sure that, you know, this isn't malinformation. It's just, you know, different date that we're recording something and maybe things are changing and evolving to better things. So would there exist any specific requirements to access the program?
So we have kind of a loose to moderate criteria when it comes to accepting members. So again, does their itinerary for the year fit with our vacancies? Two is, are they someone who is kind of like-minded, creative? Do they fit the profile of that millennial who's maybe 22 to 30 years old that has a you know, a good job and they're willing to join a community like this? And three is, we do have an interview process before they're accepted, just to get a sense of them and make sure they're the right fit, because they could be great on paper, but you know, if they can't really converse with us, we don't know if that would be a great fit for everyone else in the community. So that those are kind of the three things in the criteria. And then, of course, there is a standard, you know, application and vetting process, like any standard lease or, you know, rental agreement. But from there, that's the process.
Where do you see yourselves in the next 5 years?
Yeah, that's a really, really fun question for us. I think for us, you know, We're really, really bullish and excited about this project. So again, I can foresee us being in almost every major city in the US and also some of the major cities in Europe and Asia. Again, we want this experience where people can have, you know, to feel like they're on vacation when they're living with us. And you know, we feel if we provide different cities, you know, in Italy, France, you know, UK, and some of those other great countries, we feel that if we have different, you know, tall units in those cities, people can have a real, real, you know, experience with us and really feel that. So yeah, that's the plan. Our plan is to kind of grow fast to many, many different countries.
And wish you all the best in that. Is there anything else you would like to share with us today?
Yeah, I mean, just follow us on Instagram, Travel with Anywhere, pretty much everywhere, and then travelwithanywhere.com.
Right. So I think that this marks the end of today's episode. We had such a great conversation for Tala Project, and I mean, this is really unique. I have never seen something like that before, and I would like to thank Nathan and Ryan for being with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. So guys, if you reached the end, well, thank you so much for one more time. Don't forget to download the Changemaker Z app, which is available both on iOS and Android devices. We have celebrated more than 600 downloads on iOS, which is really amazing. When we created the app, we never, you know, had these expectations before, on which you can find all the latest episodes of the GenSpace podcast, similar podcasts we love and you should check out, and of course, direct content with our friends at thread.com at Jenko's company. But until next time, don't forget to change the world. Bye!
Thank you guys for listening. We hope you enjoyed our conversation. We had such a great time. make sure to leave us a review. If you want more Changemakers content, you can follow us on Instagram at Gen Zers to Rise and on Facebook at Changemaker Z.